Check, check. Check.
Check, check.
Check, please. Get me the hell out of this restaurant.
Check. I'm thinking about adding that in a script.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I have this idea for this pilot that I'm working on where something awkward happens, and then I go check, please.
Mm-hmm. I'll have what she's
check,
having.
I go check, please. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then like a laugh.
What about
like a studio,
then a big laugh
like a studio
happens,
audience
yeah.
laugh or something?
What yep. about it's like VeggieTales, and someone says something embarrassing, and then the broccoli's like chickpeas.
All right, now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Now we're really, yes. now yes. really off.
How about it's like you're eating something delicious and coming, and then you're just like, I'll have what I'm having.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that I want
more. You know
more.
Exactly what
I want more pleasure.
Are you going to yeah. eat your cum?
Yes.
I'm a yeah. I'm a low down cum eating son of a gun.
And we're back. Welcome to the We
guys,
Cool podcast, everybody.
Welcome. Did you guys watch VeggieTales growing
no.
up?
No.
I only ever did when I would be in like once a month or so, I would go to a like a religion school. Like I would get pulled out of school and go. I can't remember what it was called. It was one of those things. I remember what it was called. It was called religious ed, and it was like once every like quarter, some of the kids from schools across the district would like get bused to like where you would learn like for one day you would learn about like I don't know. Catholicism, like you would, mm-hmm. and they would play VeggieTales at that, and it would always. It was one of those things as a kid where it would like, It was not my form of entertainment, so it would make me like physically nauseous to like see it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel the same way about Scooby-Doo. Like when I was growing up, I didn't watch Scooby-Doo until I was probably like 10 or 11, and then I saw it for the first time, and it like made mm-hmm. me feel gross. Just the
weird.
The voices and the animation or something.
Well, I never watched VeggieTales. I was too poor. We watched Fruity Stories.
No, it's because you know, you were that type of kid.
You were a heathen.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just like kind of like the softer boys. They show them Fruity Stories
because VeggieTales is too intense.
Do you know what's
VeggieTales is hard?
Yeah. Do you know what's weird about
that's
VeggieTales? They go hard.
Well,
in VeggieTales.
Religion, yeah. I mean, religion is fucking epic, bro. But do you know what's weird about that religious?
Religion is
we should go to church
as a group.
When I get back,
yo,
when
we
I,
should
when
go.
Going
we should
tour.
Go heckle at church, dude.
Hell
dude,
yeah,
dude. We should go heckle. Yeah, we should
start
go
heckling at church. Just like you ain't shit. Your God's gay.
yeah.
Boo.
But we should go to church just to see what's going on. I haven't been in a while.
Boring. Y'all ever do that in church and then get smacked?
Or do the...
We just go, not funny.
Do the fake
this
snore.
This isn't funny.
Yeah.
The guy... There was like a guy who was kind of the head honcho at religious ed. And
priest?
He was like... No, he was just like an old guy. He was basically like the principal of it. And he was really weird. He would, like, first of all, every, like, recess, he would go out and play football with all the dudes.
And would he try way too hard?
Well, he would be all-time quarterback, which
that
is
sucks,
just lame.
Dude,
and this
dude
is,
I've had a lot of those guys
this, but
in
this,
my childhood where it's, like, a teacher or someone who, like, plays kickball or football
yeah.
or, like, sports on the playground and, like, they're dominating a little too much, whether it be their all-time quarterback or their all-time pitcher. It's just like, why are you taking control of the kid's game right now?
Yeah, it's weird. There's a couple weird things with this guy. One time I got a football for Christmas. It was like one of those like rubbery footballs that have like
Nerf
a team
ball.
Name on them. No, it wasn't a Nerf ball because you like inflated it. So, but it was like a football made of rubber, basically. And I brought it, and he was like, no, we can't use that. See, look at the tip here. And it's like, it's a rubber ball, like a basketball, maybe. And he's like,
yeah.
if that hit somebody in the temple, it could kill them. Which, it couldn't. But he's also saying
this isn't up to code. This isn't up to playground.
He's also like he's implying that he has a fucking cannon. Yeah.
Like, it's like I might kill one of you with this. Real quick, but, just to circle back to like heckling at church, like. I like the idea, absolutely. Like, yeah. anytime the priest or the pastor or whatever, like, mentions potentially going to hell, like, just standing up and going, no! No! No!
Or
we should go to, I want to go to church and start crying. Like, I get scared.
Yeah, well, that's not. Yeah.
Like, the songs scare me.
Well, then you're just fitting in with, like, all of the old people.
Yeah. Or like, every time they bring up, like, what?
But yeah, they're just like, Hosanna in the, I'm just like. no!
Or I'm thinking every time they bring up Satan, you're just like, boo, you know?
Yeah, no, like, yeah,
fuck
no.
That guy. He sucks, yeah. Man.
Oh, shit!
But this guy, yeah, go to church.
They're like, Christ cast out Satan, or Jesus, no, God cast out Satan. You're like, oh, fuck, bro, yeah. Damn. He snapped on him.
World star.
This shit
you
is.
You go to church with like 11 guys, and yeah. You're all wearing T-shirts that say like a letter that says like "fuck Satan" or whatever. You know, and you're all standing. You're all like doing the wave or whatever.
Yeah. Like, please sit down.
What, you gonna kick me out for swearing? Yo, I'm saying fuck Satan.
Preacher,
boo.
This shit is busting respectfully. Bustin'.
Yeah, this communion busting respectfully.
Dude, at the show last night, like there was like 9 people there. And I kept, like, every other comic on the lineup, I kept going up to him and be like, man, this show is busting respectfully. Like, just.
So annoying.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was on one. I had a good set.
That's good. Yeah. Here's the last thing about that guy was that he would, and I can't, like, he was an old guy. He was, like, definitely in his 60s. He would, like, go around during lunch and, like, pull on the girls' pigtails and ponytails, like,
dude,
behind them.
Dude, fucking
and
weird,
it's, like,
man. So I've had similar guys, yeah, like, in the school, or, like.
I think,
like,
I was saying something to my parents.
They, like, don't grow up.
Yeah, well, I was saying something to my parents, and they were like, yeah, stay away from that guy. And it's like, yeah. Okay, cool. But maybe don't send me to the class.
Okay,
with
well,
the guy.
Like, he is the guy watching us. So
yeah.
Why does he keep always wanting to hand the ball off? I don't like that.
Yeah, he likes running plays.
Yeah, every time he hands the ball off to me, he spanks me.
But you know, I did catch a touchdown pass from him one time and felt great. So yeah. I gotta say, it feels good to be groomed when you don't
and
know what's going on.
And by a touchdown pass, you mean.
He touched me down there.
He touched you, and it felt great.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd made a pass by touching you down.
Yes.
He made a pass at your down parts.
Well, that's just.
And it felt good.
It was a Catholic school, so this is all making
honestly,
sense.
Honestly, man, like, you know, teachers should be getting paid more, and it's a hard job, and blah, blah, blah. But if you're teaching kids, that's weird vibes, yo.
Well, yeah.
How are you going to be an adult teaching kids? I think kids should be teaching kids.
True. That's the only way that you remove that power dynamic from it, you know, that problematic gatekeeper.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's just weird vibes. Oh, you're going to dedicate your whole life to be surrounded by children? Yeah. Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, police.
Yeah, and you're going to gatekeep kids
moving on. You're abolished.
One thing I can demand an apology for. No, you're right, Tommy.
Think
you're,
about
you're
what I said.
Dude, you're 100%
I called,
right.
I was going to call the police on pedophiles or teachers, just the teachers in general, but I said you're abolished instead.
Yeah, dude, it's weird vibes.
So I won twice.
Teachers are weird vibes. One time there was this kid who, it was weird because it was kids from all the different schools who would go to this. So it was like you would just see you, and it was only the weird kids. Let's be honest, you know, it's religious ed. And one kid, like, we were like getting ready to get picked up.
Wait, a kid named Ed?
yeah.
No,
religious ed.
No, what Grant was talking
about. Yeah,
it's
religious ed.
Grant was talking about religious erectile dysfunction. Yeah. Y'all ever get that shit?
Yeah, thanks for.
Y'all ever get that shit? You're trying to get hard, and then you start thinking about God,
the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, y'all ever start getting hard, and then you think about God?
When I was playing pool on New Year's Eve, and Grant, we'll get back to the story, but I was doing this joke where, because I'd play, like, pool with random people, and people, like, it's just, like, bar rules, so people, like, discuss, like, you know, do you take it in the kitchen?
Ball
do you
in
play
hand.
Ball in hand? And I'm just like, do y'all play redos? Do y'all play, Y'all play when I hit, when I make a mistake, y'all kind of get a redo. Y'all doing oopsies?
Y'all playing oopsies? I got an oopsie. I got four oopsies left this game.
Y'all playing oopsies? Can I get another shot, please? I'm just having fun.
I'm begging you.
I'm begging you.
I need to win this game.
I'm sorry, Grant. So this religious kid, education.
I was just sitting waiting for my bus, and there was like a spot where you could just kind of chill on the floor, you know, like with pillows or whatever, and this kid just like sat on my legs and farted right on my legs, and then, like, just didn't like it. Wasn't like he was doing that.
And that's
like,
how you became the stinky man.
Yeah. Ever since that day, dude. Also, one time, so I'll make that kid apologize.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we? I'm not.
Yeah, so you want to explore this a little bit?
Yeah. No, wait. You're on the floor waiting for
sitting,
the bus.
Are you sitting crisscross applesauce?
Basically, yeah. I was just like
and
chilling.
And he comes up.
Yeah.
Does he say anything?
No. He was like a weird kid, you know? I remember, too, he had a skin tag freaked me out.
Did he laugh?
No.
After he farted on you?
No. It was like, that's what's weird. Is like, this dude is just a stone cold killer.
Did other
like,
kids see it?
Maybe. This was so long ago. It's
It'd
just
be really
like,
weird if it's just between you and him.
That's what it feels like it was, actually.
It's an intimate moment.
Okay, so that reminds me of another thing that happened one time.
All right, wait. And do tell that other thing, because...
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I just want to, like...
Okay.
What
you want to sit in
say
it?
Do you say... I want to sit in it like how you sat in the fart, but do you say anything?
I don't...
Like, do you remember saying anything?
No, I don't. It was like, you know, when you're just kind of, when somebody comes in so strong that it's like, you know, you're shocked. You don't know what to do. It's like.
Yeah.
Cause
old are you?
I don't know. Probably like fourth or fifth grade, you know, too young to really.
But too old
to stand my ground.
Too old to be getting fucking farted on.
I mean.
Have some self-respect.
I mean, like, getting farted on that age is, like, weird. And then, like, in high school, if you want to fart on your friend, it kind of turns into a joke.
Yeah. Well, this kid, I think this kid had traces of not only religious ed, but a little special in there as well. So maybe it had something to do with that.
Expand on that.
Yeah. It wasn't the only ed that was going on. What might I say, Tommy?
You could maybe say that this kid was fartistic.
Was what? Fartistic?
Fartistic.
Okay.
You could say that. I think
you could.
I don't know why you would.
I don't know why anybody would. Yeah. But if you wanted to, you could.
You could say that. You could say anything, man. This is a free speech zone.
I'm flauntistic. I'm flaunting it. I'm going around. I'm like, look at me. Look at what I can. Check this shit out.
Yeah. I'm pawtistic. I'm obsessed with trying to find my paw, the man who killed my.
I'm raw.
My passion for life.
I'm raw autistic, because I've hit that shit raw, dude.
I'm gay.
I want to get this other one. So that kid, I forget his name. kid with the weird skin tag on his ear who farted on me and
demand an apology.
Yeah, man. Fuck off. And
fuck off. Fuck off, will ya?
So this happened much later in my life. I was at the office job that I worked for a couple of years before starting comedy. And this guy, he was a IT guy, which if you're an IT guy, man, just calm down. What's with the vibes? I guess you guys haven't really worked in an office before. All IT guys got the weird vibes. And anybody who's in an office listening to this right now knows exactly who I'm talking about.
The IT guy.
Yeah.
Because you said it.
Yes, him.
Yeah. Wait, who are we talking about?
The IT guy.
Oh.
Yes. Internet
information
technology.
Yeah. Yep.
Internet.
Information technology.
Internet?
Information.
Internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Television?
This guy, also strangely a religious guy, a weirdly religious guy. He would, first of all, he had one fake eye. Or it was like one of his eyes didn't work because he got it shot with a BB gun.
Before you go into this real quick, do you guys ever have, like, does that make you have more faith, you know, in, like, someone who's smarter than you? You find
this guy
was religious?
Not smarter than
me. But you.
No one's smarter than you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying, though?
I've never met anyone.
When, like, a really smart person, you're like, oh, damn, that guy believes in God, and it's like. I mean, I don't
know. That makes me, it does the opposite. It makes me lose respect for that person.
Oh, see, I'm
me
like,
too, Grant.
It makes me be like, I mean, I'm done, you know, like
this guy knows more than me. Maybe yeah. there's some.
You're like, because that guy knows math. Why wouldn't he, like, what he believes in is real?
I also just want to believe it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you're welcome to believe it.
Shut you the are. Fuck up, dude.
You can. You can.
Tommy,
shut the fuck up.
Don't, but I think, don't believe it.
I think the thing
I don't
about
care
the belief
what you do.
Is that you're not
I don't
supposed
care.
To choose.
I don't care. Then why are you believe in God or don't believe in God?
Then why are you
yelling
so much?
It seems like you do care, Tommy. Yeah.
Huh?
It seems like you do care.
Well, are you talking about the smarter guy as me? Because I believe in God.
No, definitely not you.
I'm just kidding. Then I don't believe in God.
You would believe
I don't
in,
care.
You would believe in God for the clout, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, this guy doesn't have an eye. Why is he an IT? Well, an IT guy would know.
That's why he's not eyes T.
Ice T guy?
Yeah.
What about that?
It would be funny if Ice T came in. He's just like, I'm your motherfucking IT
he's
guy.
Like, I gotta work on your computer yeah. here.
I was thinking Ice Cube. Jesus Christ.
Ice T is more of the. Ice T is more of a dainty.
Hold on. Connor, or sorry, why did I say Connor?
Whoa.
I am absolutely losing it.
Yeah.
Do your Ice Cube impression one more time.
I'm your motherfucking IT guy.
All right. Now let's hear that Ice T impression, Grant.
Okay, I'm. It's a little bit Mike Tyson. There's shades of Mike Tyson yeah. and Jay Leno.
I like it.
I'm here to fix the computer. I'm here
hey,
to
fix. Hey, how's it going? Hey. How's it going? I'm Ice T.
No, here's something. I'm. My name's Ice T. My name's Ice. Ice T. And I'm here to work on your computer. is this something? Is this anything? So
that's good.
This guy, he's standing in front of me. I used to, but my first job at this office was I was basically like the what do you call it? Administrative assistant. So, but it sucked because I had to sit at the desk, like at the entrance of the office, you know. And so I would get held hostage by anybody walking by. They could just come up to me and just talk to me, which. People do that in an office. Like, there's so much dodging of actually doing work in an office. And for, like, I like to just kind of yeah. be in silence and not really, I don't like small talk or wasting time like that, which yeah. is why I do a podcast. but
we're doing big talk.
Yeah,
here.
We're doing big talk and not wasting time. But people will just come up to you and talk to you for, like, an hour, yeah. you know, and it does. They won't ask, hey, are you busy? Like, it's just, like, they're just, you know, they're trying to take up time in their day.
Yeah.
So, fuck you.
Well, everyone in, like, during quarantine, they were like, oh, I work in an office and I only have, like, 3 hours of work
yeah.
a day.
Yep, yep. And that's, like, a real thing. That's actually, like, a coercive technique of, like,
wait,
the office
on.
Setting.
Dana, can you get the door, please? Sorry, someone rang our doorbell. Did you hear that?
No. This is what it's like working in an office, man. Just people milling about, not answering the damn door.
Tommy, you got to ask nicer, man.
I said, could you get the door, please?
I know. But
there was a tone.
Yeah, it was like you were
sorry,
annoying.
Someone kept ringing our doorbell and like, whatever. I was...
Yeah.
That was the singing telegram I sent you for my birthday.
it's Grant's birthday, a couple days ago, yesterday, Tommy.
Okay, so this guy is talking to me, looking me dead in... Well, I'm looking him dead in the eye. He's looking dead in my eyes. And while he's talking, just farts. Like,
what?
Mid-conversation. And does not address it at all.
What?
And I'm like... You know?
Did you say?
No. What again, like, what do you...
Do you remember what you were talking about?
It was like one of those things that I was talking about where it's just like, oh yeah, this guy fucking wants to talk to me every time he walks by me and there's nothing I can do because it's basically my job. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it basically becomes your job to fucking humor these people and talk to them. And
that sucks.
Yeah. And,
no, you got to call him out.
It was unacknowledged and I didn't, well, but
you got to be like, dude, you just fucking farted.
Is that
I don't know,
do?
Man.
Yes. Like, what do you? Yes, 100%.
And then, where do you go from there?
Just be like, don't do that again. Don't fucking fart. If you need to fart, go away.
I don't know about.
I've said that to coworkers.
Ryan would be the most surly.
I've said that to coworkers. Don't fucking fart around me. Especially if it stink. Did it stink?
He wasn't close enough.
Either way, get the fuck away from me if you're gonna fart. Fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ.
I'll fucking bring a gun here.
I think farts are funny. you know.
Yeah, friend farts. Friend farts are funny.
A friend, I really enjoy a friend fart. I don't know if I would address it.
Yeah,
Grant.
It was, yeah, because the guy.
No, you
got to
fucking stand your ground.
The guy
dude.
Has weird vibes.
You got to blow him away
with a fart.
With another
you have to fart louder.
With a gun. You blow his fucking head off.
No.
I
no.
felt threatened.
it's
stand your ground law.
Scared me.
But the problem is like, dude, the office dynamics are weird, man. Like, it's not. You don't want to.
I've
have,
seen it. I've seen the show.
You don't want to. Yeah, I know.
Your
talk
boss
about
is
weird
crazy.
Vibes, man.
Your
yeah.
boss is crazy.
Totally cringe. That was a cringe.
Jim's
moment.
Always doing pranks on you.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that guy was pranking me.
That's a bad prank.
That guy was a total Dwight, anyways.
That's such a thoughtless prank.
How long did he talk to you after the
it,
fart?
It, like,
how
continued
long did
on. It was not.
No,
it just
see,
was this thing that.
You, here's what you got to do. As soon as the
it,
fart
it
happens,
hung there. If
you sit
smell,
there,
did it stink?
No, not that I noticed.
The fart happens. Yeah. You sit there for 5 seconds, and then he's still talking. You go, I got to stop you right now. Did you just fart? And he goes, oh, because he's not going to say yes.
Well,
you know?
But here's the problem with it is like it might be like a medical thing.
I don't care. Go to the fucking doctor. If it's a medical thing, go
yeah, but
get
what
some,
if it's like,
yeah,
what if
go
it's
get
like,
some fucking fart pills.
What if it's like uncontrollable?
I don't give a fuck. Then stay away from me. I don't want to
yeah,
be your
you
friend.
You should have said, did you forget to take your fart pills today?
What are you, fartistic?
Yeah. Hey, here's some fart pills, you idiot.
For real, though, get the fuck away from me if I'm not your friend and you're going to fart around me.
Damn, dude, I wish I had you there with me when that was.
Yeah, the fart police.
I would have punched this guy in the fucking jaw.
Private fart detective.
Here's what would have happened. That guy would have farted. I would have punched him in the jaw, knocked him out cold. People would have been like, what the fuck? And I'd be like, he farted. And they would be like, oh, okay.
Oh, they would clap, yeah. Man.
They would put a sash over me. I'd get a medal by
the
CEO.
You should punch him in the ass.
Like in Star Wars.
Yeah, there'd be a ceremony.
It's like the end of Star Wars.
Bom, 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 bom. This guy punched an autistic guy.
Yeah, and it's like the ghost of the Three Stooges, and they're all like, good job for hitting that man after he farted.
That guy was very Stooge-esque.
You ever
nice.
Do that?
Mm-hmm.
You ever do that after you fart?
So yeah, I've been the victim.
All the damn time.
I've been victimized multiple times by
yeah.
his farts.
Inside,
you know,
some serious apologies
bandits.
To demand.
Inside all of us, there are three stooges. Curly,
yeah.
Larry, and Moe.
Damn, I still can't believe the kid
farted on
farted me. On your lap. That's yeah. so intimate.
Yeah, that one, that was way more violating yeah. than...
You should have hit him, too.
I definitely should have hit him. That would have been a more appropriate moment.
Age.
That's so yeah. fucked. That would so fuck with me into my adulthood if... If I have a kid, just sit on my lap, fart, and just... Did he make eye contact? Like,
yeah,
what?
Dude, it was weird, man.
Well, inside all of us, there are two wolves. And inside those two wolves, there
are three
two,
stooges.
There's three stooges. I'm going to tweet
the inception.
That. I'm going to tweet that.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know. What about just keep going, like Russian egg doll? You're like, inside all of us, there are two wolves. And inside all those, inside those wolves are... Two people.
Well, doesn't it have to get like two, three stooges, four? What comes in fours?
Okay.
Four.
Now we're cooking.
I mean, there's four beetles.
I thought there was five.
There's four beetles.
I thought there was five.
They added a fifth, the black beetle. Is that what Ray Shremmerd was talking about when they added Billy Preston to the Beatles? Because he was black.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Well, that song that was really famous was called The Black Beatles, wasn't it?
I thought they were...
Black Beatles in the city. Yeah.
Inferring that they are Black Beatles.
Yeah, like they're the black equivalent of the Beatles.
Funny because, yeah. You know, lots of
but
literally black people out there.
Grant, me and Ryan are kind of like intellectuals, and we just kind of, we can read hip-hop lyrics
yes,
a little better
that is
than
true.
You and like the meaning behind them, so...
Yeah. I'm more of a, you know, I'm more of a meat and potatoes type guy. Country music, you know, Merle mm-hmm. Haggard. Mm-hmm. Give me some Haggard lyrics, and I'll critically analyze those.
I think this is a good episode to bust open the Notes app. What do you guys think?
To test a little untried material.
Test a little, yep, untried material, and just kind of see what's going on in the twisted minds.
Okay.
Of
what's something
Grant,
that comes in fours?
Grant Ryan and myself.
The Beatles.
The Four Seasons?
Yeah.
Is that a hotel?
Yeah. The four, and then what, five is, well.
Well, I could just end it at is a Four Seasons hotel.
Three, four, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, is that?
Fuck, man. Inside all of us, there are two wolves, and inside those wolves are three stooges, and inside those stooges is a Four Seasons hotel.
Yeah, that's okay. Good. Put that in your notes app I'm so we can read
that.
It on the pod.
I'm fucking tweeting that shit.
love saying that with, like, try and stop me energy. Yeah. Like, okay.
That's pretty good.
Let's see what we got here.
All right. So, you know how, you know, in the CIA, some files will be classified.
Yep.
We've seen this. We've heard of this.
I know. I think seen I know this? Where you're going this? With this.
So it's some files might be assified. Yeah. And you know, they look hot or something. You know, they're gonna be like sexy files.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
That's good.
I'm just kicking it off.
Mm-hmm.
Just kicking the notes app corner off.
Okay, let's see here. God, there's just so much trash in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
I was thinking about, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say that one.
Why not?
Well, I was just thinking. I think I was saying this to you guys earlier, but when I was sick, I was off the damn quill, you know?
Yeah.
I was off the damn NyQuil.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever jerked off the damn NyQuil? It's insane. Listeners.
Do this?
It feels like listeners, take a shot and a half of NyQuil, like one of the cups, and maybe like a little more. I mean, really get there, you know? Get sleepy. Jerk off and enter what I call the horny space-time continuum.
Hell yeah.
Enter what I call the horny metaverse. You're not gonna know what's going on. It's wild.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, what, yeah, are you like...
That's just a wellness tip for everybody.
Is it like a dream? You got a little shadow man, like, yeah, there's nightmarish. A little, like,
yeah, the shadow hat man is helping you bust, really.
Do you have sleep paralysis for busting?
You're exactly. And you feel insane in a really relaxed way. So if anyone wants to do some safe over-the-counter drugs, you know, I mean, I don't know about safe, but if you just want to have a nice little over-the-counter drug experience.
Mm-hmm.
Get off that damn quill.
Yeah, maybe just
and
take
get
some...
under and get under a quill, a blanket of some sorts.
A quilt.
Quilt.
Do you think, is that why they named it NyQuil? Because you're supposed to get under a quilt.
Well, maybe it's NyQuil because like a quilt is a.
But it's not NyQuil.
You know,
but it's not NyQuil.
I'm getting off brand NyQuil called NyQuil.
I get my NyQuil from Aldi's.
Yeah,
it comes in a bag. It comes in a chips bag.
Yeah, my NyQuil, it comes in loose plastic bags.
Mm-hmm. How about something like this? Okay, now bear with me on this one. This is gonna, you know, I'm all for desegregating sports, of course. Yes, it was a good thing.
Which I didn't know that
it was a good thing.
I didn't know that was a position you could have in 2021. By the way, I'm in favor of desegregating all the sports.
But I will say this: as a short white man, mm-hmm. I would appreciate if sports were segregated in the opposite direction, where the black people get to play in like the better leagues, and then there's a separate league for like short, fat white guys who get to play basketball.
I'm with you. I'm okay. I'm
like, I
want to
play basketball against other guys who look like me.
No, I would watch professional sports if they just got like a bunch of
Danny
like frumpy,
DeVito's.
Like a frumpy, like Danny DeVito looking ass dudes,
and
trying their hardest, and they get paid like, you know, maybe not as much as like LeBron James.
No, not even close to as much. Like it should be.
I think they should be getting paid like $100,000 a year. I think, I think that program could put up some numbers.
And I think it should be. I want to be clear that this is the inferior league. This is not.
Have you ever seen?
It should be shameful if you're in this league, but that's kind of why you watch.
But have you ever seen like girls basketball on TikTok?
Yes.
Like it's the most entertaining thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Like I'll go on TikTok and these like girls these middle school girl basketball clips will pop up, and it's just like a 12-year-old girl just running across the court with a basketball, not even attempting to dribble it, and just hawking it directly at a wall. And the refs are just like, I don't even
see this,
like,
Tommy. This is
perfect.
I don't
even know where to begin,
because we're gonna combine these two ideas. And to play in this league, you either need to be like a 12-year-old girl on a middle school high school team,
or like a 38-year-old white
who's like who's less than 5'8" and over 200 pounds. And
it's guys like you and little girls in this basketball league,
and the guys are just getting owned by the little girls. Like that's
I wouldn't say owned, but I would say it's definitely a match. You know?
Okay, all right.
I think we got ourselves a TV show at best.
All right. Well, my pardon the expression, but my notes app idea was a goddamn slam dunk, which will not be happening in this league.
Well, there's small trampolines underneath the hoops.
Hell yeah.
That allow dunking.
No, you let the fattest man use a trampoline. Yeah.
No, he is the trampoline. You can use each other as a trampoline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
I had to scroll pretty far back to do something that I haven't done already on the podcast. I might have already done this, but did I tell you guys about the Grinch thing on here?
I don't know. You've been doing a lot of Grinch stuff, I think.
I think the Grinch is misunderstood, you know? Like, he has to sit up there all day. He's segregated from this town of people who hate him. And all he does all day is just look out his window and listen to these little motherfuckers
sing
about how much they hate him and wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. And it's like, yeah, I'd steal your fucking Christmas too, bro. If a whole town of people were gathered around a Christmas tree holding hands singing, "We hate Ryan, fuck Ryan," like, yeah, I'm going to steal you guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And if it's within your capabilities of stealing their Christmas.
Yeah. They're lucky he didn't shoot him in the fucking head. Like, just go into the town and just blow their brains out.
Can we get a Grinch origin story?
Yeah. Okay.
The Grinch origin story does exist in the Ron Howard version.
Sucks,
which,
dude. Stupid.
Like, who are this guy's parents? Who are the Grinch's parents? Were they other Grinches?
He gets flown in by a stork. Like, all the Whos are born through storks. It's dumb, dude. I have one other quick one, just because that one was kind of mediocre.
I'll say it, dude. The Whos are Nazis.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, and I don't want to elaborate on that at all.
I have the same knowledge as. Oh, okay. Like, have you? I've never known truly what any of my girlfriend's jobs are. Like, I have like a vague like this. The level of knowledge I have about their jobs is like the same as like a child has about his mom's job. You know, I'm just like, well, she usually leaves around like 8. And then she goes in that building for a while. And she usually gets back around 5. And I think she's doing pretty well, because every time we go to the grocery store, I get a new Hot Wheels. So
yeah. Something with marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm friends with like comics who have like computer jobs where they get to like stay home, you know, and they've explained it to me, you know, multiple times, and I still do not understand.
Yeah. I know the title of the job. I don't know what. Yeah.
Bro, like, I was talking about working in an office. I couldn't even tell you really what my job was at
really?
That office. It's just like, office jobs are bullshit. They really are. It's all like make work. It's all fake.
It's all a conspiracy where if you pay $60,000 a year for college, people, it's just like this system where it's like, all right,
you get health insurance.
I guess you get health insurance. It doesn't really make sense. All you're really doing is using like spreadsheet, you know.
You're trading, you know, half of your waking life or more to be able to survive. Yeah. Which is why it's awesome. Like, all three of us went feral. We're just out there in the world.
I went for real.
I went Pharrell.
You went feral.
I got a big hat. I went and bought a big hat.
I went totally feral, as in Will Ferrell. You know?
I went feral as in Bueller.
Ferrell Bueller.
Ferrell Bueller. All right, the name's Ferrell Bueller.
Ferrell Buford.
Yeah. Also, did you know in Harry Potter, you know Dudley?
Yeah.
Cause, do you know what his last name is? They're the Dursleys.
Dobby, yeah, the Dursleys, yeah.
Dudley Dursley is the name that J.K. Rowling was like, that's a character. Like, that sounds like a bit, you know, Dudley Dursley. Like, it's just such a dumb fucking name. Fuck, I mean, J.K. Rowling. Everyone's always like, oh, she's such a bitch, you know, or whatever.
I got a J.K. Rowling riff in the notes app that is not suitable.
And you're not just joking.
No, I'm not. I'm for real Rowling.
You're for real.
I'm feral.
I'm for real.
I'm for real. Yo, what's up? My name is Pharrell.
I mean, it's not even a joke. That's actually what the guy's name is.
I know, but it's really funny.
You're just like, imagine if that's what the guy's name is, which it actually is.
I wear
is.
A big hat.
It's a guy who like doesn't. Okay, you guys might have to help me out with this, but it's like somebody being like concerned that J.K. Rowling is coming out as a transphobe, and they're like, damn, man, or I don't even, it's, I gotta get my Harry Potter tattoo covered up, and it's just a tattoo that says there are only two genders. I don't know like how to make that make sense, because it doesn't.
No, it makes sense, because it's the idea of a guy who got a transphobic Harry Potter tattoo before knowledge of J.K. Rowling
being
a TERF.
But it's like he wouldn't want to get it removed. That's I guess what I'm saying. I don't.
Yeah. No, it's like, but the tattoos, there are only two genders, but it's just crossed out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't agree with this.
Yeah. So that's what I got
there.
That's
pretty good. I think you're 2 for 2, Grant.
Thank you.
Anyways, so you know how some files are.
We're going to de-yassify these files.
Yes. We need to de-yass because it's too hot. Is that what it...
Mm-hmm. The files are too hot, yeah.
I don't know, man. Sometimes it's hard being this good.
It can be difficult to navigate.
I was going to ask you, we were going to have a character on today, or a guest on today.
We were gonna do that.
Do we introduce him as a little tiny guy or Biden's chief of staff?
Well,
I say we introduce him as a little tiny guy, and then we get to that.
Well, yeah, because that's what he was.
Yeah, that's his name.
This is his second appearance. So nobody will be confused at all about this.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone has listened to our first episode.
Yeah, that was
that I think
first
was
episode,
deleted,
think.
Wasn't it?
No, it's still out there.
Jesus Christ.
That's terrifying.
All right, so we have...
I can't believe last week's episode is still out there.
Yeah, I know. We should be taking them all down. We got an apology from the news here. Let's...
Jesus Christ, that scared the shit out of me, dude.
That's what it's supposed
Fuck
to do,
Fuck that.
Man. It's
God
breaking news,
damn it,
dude.
That really scared me.
By the way, just the news? Like
no, just the fucking... I didn't see him push the button.
No, you were scared by the news.
Yeah, the news scares me.
Okay, so this is...
I'm like a dog when there's fireworks. That's like what the news does to me. Is I cower and whoever's... My significant other is at the time has to be like, shh, no, it's okay.
Which is, I guess, me at this point, so it's okay. Yeah, just in this immediate scenario.
Yeah, but you didn't reassure me. You're laughed. Yeah.
I liked it.
You thought it was cool.
So sometimes, I'll just say this, sometimes...
Say it.
Sometimes we got the
say
big...
It, King.
Sometimes we're coming out with heavy hitters. Sometimes we're going BBC, we're going CNN. But sometimes we gotta dig a little bit deeper in the news for these stories, and this is from the Brattleboro Reformer.
I love them.
Yeah, they do good coverage.
I'm subscribed to them.
I love the Brattleboro Reform.
The Reformer,
formal,
yes.
Yeah.
Formal. I love the news.
I love you,
outlet.
Man.
I love news.
I love news. A man. So this headline. Here we go. Former
Girl, you need to stop sending me nudes and start sending me the news.
Nice.
Why don't you Snapchat me the news, girl?
Send news.
Anyways, yeah. Do you want to see my penis?
Former body transporter apologizes for disrespectful TikTok videos.
What's a body transporter?
Brattleboro. A man who posted videos to TikTok in which he appears to be making sarcastic comments about bodies he is transporting to a funeral home is apologizing for his indiscretion.
He's like, it's like a dead guy who like got into like a brutal car accident, and he's like making a TikTok. He's like, yo, this man's busted for real. This man's face is busted.
He's doing like a dance with him.
Yeah.
I apologize to anyone offended by the video, wrote Amos Putnam.
40, that's a made-up name. That's not a real name.
What none anus, of this?
My name is Amos Putnam. Anus
Putnam in my...
Anus. Anus. It wasn't meant to be taken seriously or in a disrespectful way. Obviously, I shouldn't have made the videos or posted them, and I regret that now. Everybody should have to say this about every social media post that they make.
His middle initial's B.
Amos B. Putnam. Women be shopping.
Yeah, Amos B. Putnam.
Well, when they read his name, like for like, you know, last to first, they're like Putnam anus.
Putnam anus.
Putnam in his middle initials N. Putnam in Amos.
Yeah.
Putnam.
So you got it.
I was getting there.
In the videos, you will see Amos is using your company's Dodge. This is, I guess this was somebody talking to the employers. Using your company's Dodge Caravan to transport what appears to be a body and making jokes that the individual had died of heroin overdose while playing with the deceased toes. He also has a video that shows him transporting another body.
This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy went to the crack house. And this little piggy got addicted to heroin.
He also has a video that shows him transporting another body through a McDonald's drive-thru line and asking if the deceased would like something to eat.
That's funny. That's a good bit.
I didn't like the last one, but that's funny.
And, in other videos, you will see him videoing the deceased in what appears to be your body storage coolers. There are some distasteful comments left by Amos on the videos.
I mean, what's funnier than getting a dead guy a Happy Meal?
It's good
for the whole family.
So, here's what his response. He says he staged the videos for an idea that at the time he thought was funny, which, I mean, he was right. But if he did actually not, like, if this is just straight up a joke and there weren't bodies.
Pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's something that we would do on TikTok.
Yeah.
But we also don't actually work as body transporters.
Yeah.
Which does seem like a job that you're going to have in the next eight months, and you're going to be like, dude, it's the sickest job.
Yeah, and then three months later, I'll be like, dude, I fucking smell like formaldehyde.
Yeah.
What about Jason Statham?
He's the body transport.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want anything from the drive-thru?
Let me
play with your toes.
Jason Statham? And it's just like, oh, I love to just kind of watch a nice little movie.
Everybody should be taking a lockdown seriously.
I'm Jason Statham. We should not be going out because of Omicron.
Flatten the curve.
Jason Statham, you know? I'm not going to do it. I don't give a shit.
Amos worked for us. He got fired. Amos worked for us for a short period of time and was terminated from our employment earlier this year. But it's funny because they go on to say, we let him go earlier this year. It had nothing to do with ethical violations related to the treatment of bodies. So why clarify that? Why not?
You
got to
stop showing up late for work, Amos. If you want to do your little videos, that's funny. We've all agreed that's very funny. You got to be here.
But yeah, so he's deleted his TikTok account, which only had a handful of followers.
Damn, dude.
And he said he never expected that the videos would receive any attention.
Amos, come on the pod.
Yeah, defend yourself, man.
Defend yourself.
See, this is cancel culture run amok. We talk about it quite often.
We talk about it every episode. It's the only thing that's on our mind.
Trying to silence my man Amos. And we got TikTok over here just shadow banning everybody left and right, man. It ain't right.
You're the only person I've known that's been shadow banned.
No, me and Amos.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know Amos.
Yeah, no. And that's it. That's just a nice quick hit. Honestly, though, pretty funny. Probably good.
I don't know if he needed to apologize.
No, but he did.
Actually, he did. Sorry.
What were you doing?
Trying to get back to the time.
Oh, yeah. So I guess apology accepted. Especially, yeah. Okay. Caveat: if they weren't real bodies in the videos, apology accepted. I think it's a little bit fucked up if he actually was doing that with the bodies.
Which it sounds like he was.
But here's the thing: one of the people say don't mock the dead, you know, but they can't. What are they going to do about it? You know, I say mock the dead. It's one of the overlooked benefits of mocking the dead is that they can't do anything about it. They can't stop you. So.
Maybe. Y'all believe in fucking ghosts?
Y'all believe in ghosts? Hey, come here. Let me tell you. Let me tell you the creepiest little story I've ever heard. One time there was a little boy, and he was making fun of ghosts. And they killed him.
Who?
They stabbed his ass.
They stabbed his little ass.
With a candlestick.
Oh my god.
That shit is not buzzing. It scares me so much to think about that you could make fun of a ghost and then they could come and spook you.
Boo. Boo.
Get away from me right now.
Shh. All right.
That's a little ghost story.
The listener should know we turned off all the lights.
Yeah. And I pulled my penis out and I was jacking it.
Mom.
You were?
Mom.
Ryan was just beating the shit out of his
mom,
meat.
If you're listening to this, I'm currently jerking off. All right. I'm going to fucking go, I think.
All right.
Thanks for doing the last episode of the podcast.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. We don't know if... when this is coming out, but January 14th and 15th, I'm at Sisyphus Brewing with Mike Racine and Evan Williams. It's going to be a fun show.
Last week, I was at House of Comedy.
Same. Tommy, me and you, I guess, me and you are going to have to fucking...
Let's take this out, but we do have a guest that I'm excited. So thanks for doing the pod, Ryan. Good episode. We do have a guest, and I'm excited to bring this next guy on.
Mm-hmm.
He was our first guest, actually, on the first episode.
Yes. So yeah, a returning...
it's been so long.
It has been a long
busy.
Time. Very busy.
But,
so
yeah,
many
very
huge
busy.
Guests to get through.
Yeah, but I'm excited for our next guest. You know, we love him. He is a friend of the show. Welcome back, little tiny guy.
Yeah, hi. It's just good to be here.
Now, little tiny guy... You had a hard time getting up on that chair and getting on the microphone.
Yeah,
you're only
really touched that.
And he's literally on the microphone.
Yep.
You're sitting on top of the microphone. I mean, you're
I'm standing
how tall
on the
do
microphone.
You, how tall would you say you are?
About, you know, just really.
The listener can go back.
We've already cut
4 inches, 5 inches.
Bigger than most men.
Smaller than a bread box.
Smaller than a bread box, bigger than most men.
Well, bigger than Grant, maybe. But
bigger than most
know.
Men's.
Yeah, bigger than... I would say you fall somewhere between Ryan and me. You're bigger than Ryan, smaller than me.
No, I'm actually smaller than Ryan, but much larger
no,
than
no,
you,
that's not,
Grant.
No, you guys are like the same size.
That's not right.
Grant actually looks very small to me, just not physically, but... as a person.
Oh. Well, that's
intellectually.
Fine. Yeah.
Intellectually, you're what we would call a midget.
I guess
you
can
say
that.
Yeah.
You got the pass.
Because you're just a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
I can say the M word.
Did you say the M word?
M. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the M word.
M is in midget.
Okay. Go ahead and say it again. We shouldn't bury the lead here. You are also arguably most well-known aside from guesting on this podcast, for being the chief of staff of the Joe Biden administration. Is that a job that you currently still hold?
Well, I used to be the chief administration. Yep.
What happened?
A lot of blowback. A lot of blowback for some of those.
Now, are you talking about wind?
Yep. I was
just like general, just like wind, yes. Like physical
someone
elements.
Someone opened the window.
You are affected by wind.
Someone opened two windows on either side of a room.
So to create kind of
a blowback.
The draft blew me out. Can you believe this? Blew me out of
So are you still employed? Or are they looking for you?
I don't know. I've tried getting back in there. They won't let me back in.
What?
They say no.
Yeah.
When I say, can I come back in?
I mean, it sounds like you might have gotten fired. And this was their way of...
One minute, I was on top of Joe Biden's head. He was wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling his hairs.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
He's gibbering, he's jabbering.
Mm-hmm.
People love it. And then the next minute, whew, out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday's trash.
Do you think they call it a window because it, and we'll get back to your thing, but because it allows wind to pass through? And it's like wind. Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't
All
think
right.
that's why it's
You
called
don't think
though.
So?
No, I think it actually has to do with the Dow Jones index.
Oh, when the Dow Jones
market?
Is winning.
Yeah, when
oh,
Dow
win,
Jones.
A window, oh, yeah. And it's like, it's when you would look out the window and
yeah,
look at
yeah.
the physical form of the economy, which is people mm-hmm. hustling and bustling and getting
yeah.
to work, you know, and you would go, this is a window, win
yeah.
Dow
so,
Jones.
I think of bread because that's like a win for dough. It's when people are making bread.
So what do you guys... Why am I?
I mean, you tell us.
Tell us about your year. How'd you get fired?
What
and,
are
you
doing? What are you doing now?
But now I'm just.
You working for Trump?
No,
All
of
right.
course not.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. On, I just know a lot of these political people are, you know,
my morals.
You blow with the wind.
I have morals.
What was going on? How was your
working,
year in the White House?
I was working for Ghislaine Maxwell's defense team.
Okay, all right. So that's not.
You lost, by
yeah,
the way.
big L
well,
for you.
In a lot of ways, I won.
In what ways?
My name is good. My name is cleared. No, you look on that book. There's no
little
you,
black
were
book.
You on, were you on the Epstein flight logs? Was it little? Was there a little tiny guy?
It was called the Little Black Book, so that would make sense.
If
yeah.
I can make a confession, it's not legally binding whatsoever.
Sure, yeah.
It was my book.
Oh.
It was your little black book.
Yep.
Okay.
It's really small. Good luck reading it, feds.
I mean, I think it's been deemed inadmissible. Is that because the writing is so small?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And it's in cursive.
Now that you're not working, what have you been up to? Are you dating? Are you?
Oh yeah, I'm on all the apps.
Grindr. All... Now, do you have your height on the apps?
No.
So are women surprised then, or guys? I don't want to assume.
Everybody's surprised. I mean,
is like... everybody surprised when they show up to the?
The most difficult thing about dating as a 4-inch man is oftentimes people think that I've ghosted them. They'll show up, they'll look around. Oh,
like you stood them up?
Hey, hello, I'm drowning in the soda. Hello.
I would think it would be...
I'm drowning in the soda. I'm literally drowning in the sauce.
You're in the Sprite, like jacuzzi style,
yeah.
You know? You're naked.
Yeah.
I would think the toughest part would be like, you know, because I've heard like a lot of women on those apps are kind of height queens, you know? They
Yeah.
So like being the hardest thing about being a 4-inch guy would probably be... You know, no, like, don't talk to me if you're under 5'8" or something like that. You
yeah.
know, it's not that.
You'd actually be surprised.
You do okay.
Little tiny man, I'm sorry, but I want to let you know my computer is running very low.
Oh no, oh no. Do you mean this bit isn't gonna have to go on that much longer?
Yeah,
oh,
this might not go on that much longer.
Jesus, what
oh,
a
no,
what a
that,
fucking shame.
That really sucks because it was such a good.
talk we've been having.
Yeah, you were really bringing it, you know.
When you guys were asking me great questions.
Little teeny guy brings, little tiny guy brings the heat every time he comes on the podcast.
Yeah.
Would you, how about, what'd you do for New Year's? Are you, do you celebrate? Are you a holiday guy? Or?
I'm agnostic.
Okay.
Don't believe in it.
You just don't believe in holidays?
Nope. Over the years.
Oh, the passage. Are you, do you exist outside the realm of time?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, this is great, man. You're giving you're giving us fantastic answers.
Good stuff to work with. I don't know.
To be honest, I'm just, I'm a little ticked off.
Okay. Why? What's going on?
Just the way the world is right now.
Yeah.
You know, you got China.
You do have China.
You got...
I do mean my computer may go to sleep soon. That's it's given me a warning.
Yeah, I think we got that.
And again, that's fine.
So
there's nothing you could do about that. So that's okay. It's completely
it's
out of your control.
I'd have to get another cord of some sort.
It's a shame that you don't have that.
I can't plug mine because I plug my laptop.
It's crazy
in,
because you used to have another. Cord,
Tommy's like, I haven't changed my setup at all, and I don't know why it doesn't work.
Didn't
it's so
you?
Weird. My broken setup. I don't know why it
oh
just
my
won't
God.
Work.
I've sucked so
didn't
bad
you? That I haven't done anything to fix. Still won't work.
It really sucks that you know you used to have a cord that was long enough to reach. I wonder what happened to that.
I didn't.
Did
I wonder who maybe took that from you. Your big cord, Tom. Do you ever lay awake at night?
No, I want to be very clear. The same cord I use to charge my laptop, I also plug my microphone in.
I don't know if I don't know if I'd be so sure about that
if I
were you.
Maybe someone took your cord and I wonder if someone jumped in your ear and then rewiped your memory.
I'm not losing anything.
To make
I
you
promise
think
you.
That to make you think that you never had the cord.
It'd be great to put this blame on somebody else other than me. So sure, yeah, if you want to take the blame.
And maybe while I was in there, I also made you racist to Asians.
Wait, what?
And maybe that explains a lot of your behavior. And a lot of the things you say on the podcast that Grant has to take out.
It's really interesting how you just got funny.
Did you,
while
also, did you mistake Tommy for Ryan?
No,
are you thinking
of
Ryan?
Ryan is actually unimpeachable.
Mm.
He's impossible to even make racist.
He does have a stolen
reputation.
I like
how we're just like, hey, what was it like working for Biden? And essentially, you're just like, no.
Well, he got
not
blown out the
talk
window.
About
I don't
that.
Want to talk about it. I signed an NDA.
Oh.
Which stands for no dick application. And they said they'd cut my penis off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right.
I had to apply to no dick. Y'all ever have to fill out one of those applications, a no dick application?
I think this was much better than the last episode, and we should maybe lead with this episode.
Why do you think that?
That's my feeling.
Okay. Weird to bring it up.
But
right
I think
now.
This was a. I think this was a historical. historical bad day for the We Cool podcast.
It feels like he's kind of Tommy's putting you on ice right now, little tiny guy. He's
well, maybe the next episode.
I'm wrapping this up because I might be out of here.
Maybe the next episode, one of you assholes can leave early and have someone else come
All
in.
All right, fine.
I would love to. I would love to come
critiquing
on.
Critiquing it so fucking much, you know.
Wait, can I try? Can I try ending with a character?
No. What do you mean? Your laptop's about to die. You said.
Well, I feel like okay.
I feel like you're already ending with a character. Stupid fucking idiot.
Got him. You fucking showed
dude,
him,
you dude. Got me so good, dude.
Yeah, all right, I don't want to do that fucking voice anymore.
Good.
All right.
Oh, good
you
job.
Just blew out the window. Well, that was a little tiny guy. Look
Thanks
out
for coming
him.
On.
Just look out for him in the breeze. Like he might be floating by you or something. Yeah, thanks for coming on, little tiny guy. Come see me and Mike Racine, Evan Williams at Sisyphus January 14th and 15th. Follow the podcast. I don't know. Ryan, anything?
I mean, I have shows, but I'm not going to promote them. I don't care at this point.
Oh, and
Tommy's gone, so that's fine.
He's gone.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We did 2 episodes in a row, okay? So just give us a fucking break.
And Tommy just texted. He said, computer died. Well, there I go. There he go.
The next couple episodes will be better. Maybe. I don't fucking know. I can't guarantee that. But.
Yep. All right. Take us out.
Thanks for listening. You want to hit the music cue? For everybody at the We Cool family, Grant, his family.
Little tiny guy.
Tommy and me, Ryan Call. This has been the We Cool podcast. And God damn, I'm so exhausted in my life. Right, yeah, it does look dumb.
Look like a haircut. Look like Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, it does, dude.